Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 9:15-22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 to 22. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you to keep." In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. My theme for reflection is the power of the blood. The power of the blood. When I was a child, I had a strange habit. Every time I fell and scraped my knee, I would stare at the blood, fascinated by how something so small could cause so much pain. My mother, however, had a different reaction. She would immediately rush over, clean the wound, and put a bandage on it. For her, the blood was a sign that something was wrong. But for me, it was a reminder that my body was doing something to heal itself. Now, looking back through the lens of faith, especially during this Lenten season, that early fascination with blood carries deeper meaning. Blood is a paradox. It means pain, yet it also means healing. It signifies death, but it is essential to life. And in the Christian story, blood holds an even greater tension. It is the instrument of both judgment and mercy. Hebrews 9:22 tells us plainly, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. That truth stretches from the altars of the Old Covenant, where sacrifices were repeated again and again, all the way to the cross, where Christ offered himself once for all. Lent invites us to sit in that tension, not to rush past it, but to pause and consider the weight of it. In the wilderness of these 40 days, we are reminded of our frailty, of our brokenness, and of the cost of redemption. The Old Testament sacrificial system, with its rivers of blood and repeated rituals, pointed ahead to a more perfect offering, one sacrifice, one Savior, one final shedding of blood. The theologian Fleming Routledge puts it this way: the crucifixion is the touchstone of Christian authenticity, the unique feature by which everything else, including the resurrection, is given its true significance. In other words, the blood of Jesus is not a grim detail in the story. It is the hinge upon which the entire gospel turns. Jesus Christ did what no other priest could do. He entered the true Holy of Holies, not with the blood of animals, but with his own. And in doing so, he did not just cover sin, he removed it, reaching deep into the human conscience to cleanse what no ritual ever could. This is the power of the blood, not just to wash, but to free. To take away the burden of guilt, to silence the shame we carry, to speak a better word over our lives than condemnation. And yet, even now, how many of us still try to earn what has already been given? How often do we behave as though Christ's sacrifice needs to be supplemented by our striving? Lent reminds us, it is finished. The cross doesn't ask for additions, it calls for trust. So what does that mean for us this Lent? It means laying down our performance and speaking up grace. It means embracing forgiveness, not as a theory, but as a reality. It means allowing the blood of Christ to shape how we live, how we speak, and how we love. The power of the blood is not only in what it accomplished. It is in what it continues to do. It reconciles, it restores, it makes us new. As we journey toward Good Friday, may we walk slowly enough to feel the weight of that sacrifice, and light enough to know that we walk forgiven. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you still feel like you need to earn God's forgiveness instead of accepting Christ's finished work? Number two, how does knowing that Jesus' blood has cleansed you completely change the way you see yourself and others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few moments in prayer today to thank Jesus for his sacrifice. If you have been holding on to guilt or shame, write it down on a piece of paper. Then tear it up as a symbol that Christ's blood has already washed it away. Let go of the burden and walk in the freedom of his grace. Lord Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood so that I might be truly clean. Forgive me for the times I have tried to earn what you have already given. Help me to rest in your finished work and to live in the freedom of your grace. May my life be an offering of gratitude, reflecting the love you have shown me. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.